I used to be able to run up walls and all kind of shit back then, boy. Shit.
Reading these comic books for a reason, bitch.
Like, damn, how the nigga did that shit? He just defied gravity in front of us.
My uncle was crazy. He was like, you skinny. Fuck you trying to punch somebody for? Every time you fight somebody, you get in close with them, start punching them. Use your elbows and your knees. I was like, elbows and knees? What? That shit opened up a whole new variety of how to fuck somebody.
Fuck, oh, yeah, I was about to say, fuck them up easily.
Body's a weapon.
I didn't know I could split somebody open with this, Uncle. Thank you.
Yes. Use them sharp ass elbows.
Fuck.
Right.
It
was
like,
so much blood.
He don't like the guyver. You remember that shit? The guyver? What?
No, not MacGyver. The guyver.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I thought you said MacGyver.
Oh, no, no, no. The guyver.
Oh, what is that?
It was like, if you ain't seen the anime, I'm going to go back to the throwback movie that came out about this alien something or other that once it got on you, it would make holes in the back of your neck, and it would come out of that in like squiggly. But it looked, that what it looked like at first. Now it come out like squiggly lines and shit. Wraps around your whole body and then becomes this alien armor that looks kind of like a Sentai, like a Power Ranger almost, but not really. Not a Power Ranger though. Yeah. I could describe it. It was like a little customized mech suit all over your body, but it had blades that came out of the elbows,
mm-hmm.
and the way the mask was shaped, it's like the stuff you see now as a custom mask and stuff for like cosplay.
Yeah.
Not even. I mean, it was.
I mean, just saying for like a base, like comparison, because I can't really describe it no other way other than that without the picture.
This is like the four main types that were in the anime. You might have.
Oh, Guyver.
Guyver.
It was a movie too, though.
No, they came out with two live action American adaptations of it.
Yeah. And one of them had Jimmy Walker in that motherfucker.
Huh.
He became one of the aliens.
Yeah, he was one of the Zoonoids.
Well, I know I hadn't seen it, but I felt like I remember that. Damn, that comic book. Smart.
You know, a third is up. We'll see how this plays out, man. Who was that they had playing Dr. Fate?
Questions that need answers.
What now?
The questions that need answers. Answers?
No.
Who was that guy that they got playing Dr. Fate, man? But technically, that would be our father. I don't know. That would be our father.
Are you talking about who was playing Dr. Fate? Who is playing Dr. Fate in Black Adam? I have to look that up.
It's somebody I feel like I should know already.
Pierce Brosnan.
That's right.
I have a closer guess. Rodman, like Seth Rogen.
He was in. Oh, no. He was in James Bond. That's why you know him.
No, I know who Pierce Brosnan is.
No, he was. He was. He thought it was Seth Rogen.
What?
Not Dr. Fate.
I can't even picture him.
I can't. Nah.
The future's at stake. That damn laugh, bro. Like.
Oh, you know, things are getting real serious.
Like, I could not picture that shit.
The world's at stake. You guys, we gotta get out of here. We'll just go into my helmet right quick.
Like, bro, that's that shit works? You can't go inside your helmet. It does have powers,
but of course it works like that. I've done it several times.
Sure, you can.
You just jump in there.
And he actually just go up inside.
Right. Like, what the fuck just happened? The nigga just left. The helmet just sitting there spinning on the ground. Yeah, just, like, what the fuck? I ain't finna try that shit. How the hell you did that, bro?
Just like on Harry Potter when Weasley's dad took him into the magic, and they had to go in through the toilet, and he didn't think it would work. They had to stand in the toilet and flush themselves in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that shit.
Yeah, the Ministry of Magic. I don't know why I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
All right, combination. All these ideas you had as a kid. I think my favorite thing about Harry Potter was always invisibility cloak, because I always wondered what one would look like.
And you find out that it's cut from Death's cloak.
Right.
It's one of the pieces of the Elder Wand is to make the one wizard that can come back from death or whatever. Like, the story is, these three brothers were going across this bridge and they were about to die. And death came to him and was like, yo, I give all you guys a wish. And,
let me get that butt.
Basically, at some point in time, I'll come back for that butt.
And get that butt.
Yeah, no.
For that butt.
But no.
Starfish.
Think about the wishes, motherfucker.
Starfish, if you're into ocean play.
Bruh, oh, whoa. No.
I don't like the sign of that.
One brother was like, yo, I want to have a cloak to be able to, you know, turn invisible or whatever. He's like, okay, cool, I can do that. So he cut off a piece of his
cloak,
robe or whatever,
mm-hmm.
gave it to him.
Yeah.
The other guy was like, yo, I want super awesome magical abilities that nobody's ever seen before. He's like, sweet, that's easy.
Shit and gold.
Make this motherfucker a wand. Here you go.
See that?
The third guy was like, yo, son, I want this magical stone to give me wealth and all this kind of shit. Easy. Boom. It was like the first philosopher's stone or some shit like that. I might have that one wrong. But anyway, immediately after, the one that asked for wealth, of course, he died. Immediately. So death came for him and was like, yep, game over. Second one came back. Well, he lived a full life. You know, he was a magical man.
The one with the wand.
Not the one with the wand. He was like, yo, I lived a full life, you know.
Oh, the one with the cloak.
Had a good life. No, the one that asked for the riches.
Oh, okay.
So
I missed that one. My fault.
Yeah, he was the first one, immediately.
My fault.
No. He wished for something to get the love of his... It might have been a stone or a ring or something to win the love of his life.
Yeah, it was some self-proclaimed...
Yeah, because as soon as he brought her back, she went insane because he brought her back from the dead. And then he killed himself for doing it. So death was like, well, too bad for you. I guess I'll take that back now.
Yeah.
So buddy with the wand was like, yo, I'm living a good life, you know, chilling, having a good time.
Boom.
And of course, eventually he died.
Magic in the room.
Death never found the guy with the cloak of invisibility.
I wonder why.
Exactly. He never found him. And that became one of the three pieces of the Elder Wand, like you see from Harry Potter. That's what the triangle with the circle mm-hmm. and the line through it is.
Yeah.
That's the Deathly Hallows. That's what it is.
Probably because he jumped in there.
Oh, no. That was it. This motherfucker could not find him. He had the cloak of invisibility, so even death couldn't find him.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, he jumped in the cloak.
Oh, you wear it and that's it. That motherfucker can never find you.
He'll never take that shit off.
Yeah, that's what he did. He just never took it off. And death couldn't find him because it's part of him, so he couldn't, like, track him.
Yeah. I ain't never tell that shit. That nigga became death, bro.
Yeah, without going around killing people.
Right.
And eventually it got passed down to Harry.
Yeah.
Think about this.
The way that dolls move.
Think about
it. Kick it, it's going to immediately just grab you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Grab you.
And you doing all that, think about how soft it was. And he was plastic. Punching it ain't going to do nothing.
Can I rip it apart? Can I rip his head off?
You could do that, but he's in the dog. You couldn't kill him that way.
Now, what makes a doll so scary is because
fucking a doll up. No, there's no way you
makes,
convince
what
me.
What makes the
doll? Man in a doll.
Nah, bro.
It wasn't until Child's Play 3 when his organs and stuff
ended up being a serial killer.
No, this is what makes the doll.
I haven't
so
fought a serial killer.
Hear me out. This is what makes the doll so scary. I've lost t-shirts, shoes, drawers, socks, remotes. I've lost all kinds of shit just doing laundry. Bruh, a dog is just hiding any motherfucker. When he pop out, bruh, if you ain't ready, you just ain't ready.
Look, I'm going to tell y'all a story, man. From back when that movie came out, and I was, you know, just a little kid myself, but hey, I was a very advanced little kid, okay? All right. So I was very cognitive at a very early age. Let's just say 2 years old, we'll keep it right there. But I had a My Buddy doll, he was black. After I saw that movie, Buddy had to go, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I threw him in the trash on my way out to the bus, you know what I'm saying, to go catch to daycare and shit. I personally did that shit.
He was back in your room or wherever he was back.
Yeah,
your parent probably saw, what the fuck is this nigga doing? I paid good money for this shit. Shut the trash can.
No, nobody was there.
Well, he gotta go again then. He gotta go.
Yeah, and then when I was taking him to the trash the second time, that's when they caught me. That about to do.
Fuck you mean?
Like, he gotta go.
This motherfucker is haunted, dog.
Like, he had different facial expressions and all that shit, bro. I saw the shit. I'm like, wait a minute, he didn't look like that. Like, he would look like he was mad, bro. Like, you know, he went from being happy, my brother, to just like,
to my nigga.
Like, what the fuck? Oh, hell no.
No, bro.
I had just seen that movie, too. I was like, nah, bro. You got to go.
I would fuck a dog up.
That was the end.
Fuck Chucky up.
You got to fight that motherfucker, though.
I fuck Jason up.
The law of gravity wasn't even.
Whatever.
I fuck Jason.
Whatever.
The law of gravity would not apply the same way if you had to fight a dog, bro.
Mm-mm. It's like fighting a cartoon character.
Right.
And I will stuff that nigga in the dryer and turn that bitch on or the dishwasher.
You have to grab
that shit's
him.
Happened. People have done that to him.
You got to grab him first.
Exactly. And not have him fucking you up.
Yeah, I'm about to say he's gonna be fucking you up the whole time,
I'll
bro.
Take a stab, bro. As soon as he put the knife
stab.
In me.
This nigga, he's a toy. He could just continuously move like this and not get tired, bro.
Well,
he's
know how.
Chopping and cutting and
he is fucking
you see
you
how
up.
He moves, bro.
And every time
I'm gonna
I
kill you, you fucking look. Bitch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking kill you. Hey. Like, bro,
just give me some distance, bro.
When he hit the ground, that nigga be rolling and shit like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gonna catch no shit that can move like that,
bro. Nah, see, this the problem.
Bro, I will fuck that
you
dog
have
up.
To just.
Just give me a broomstick.
Just destroy the body when you, you know, off of instinct.
I'm fucking up,
but
that dog.
The issue that I have is. I have
east side stomping
I have
that
a fear. I have a fear that if I burn a doll or throw away a doll, its spirit is gonna be like, why you fucking with me, cuz? You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Come back again.
So I just don't.
That's what the fuck they do,
now that
bro.
You done got him out of his vessel, he's like, well, now I'm just free.
Now I'm free. I'm going to just, like, now, you know, I'm
I can get in anything
this.
Now.
I'm going to put you in a box.
Chucky, if you hear this.
And bless that shit and lock it away.
Chucky, if you hear this.
But Charles. I'll beat you with Charles.
Beat your ass with Charles, as a matter of fact.
I'm at home all weekend. I really don't have anything to do. My internet is down. I need some entertainment.
Charles.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Lord have mercy.
Jason, stay the fuck away from my house.
He ain't gonna go past Crystal Lake.
Cause him and Mike, they can teleport, bro.
Oh yeah, Mike Meyer. Yeah, he. That nigga's the.
All right, no, I can't even shoot though.
He's the incarnation of evil.
I mean, yeah, he'll go down, but he coming right back. That's the fucked up
part
about
it. And cool.
Need some distance.
Did any of y'all see the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Not yet.
Man, that shit.
You saw it?
Yeah, dog.
Is it worth my time?
No.
All right.
Because, bro, I'm going to tell you like this. Visually, you see people get fucked up. Yeah, that's cool and all. But why is this chainsaw so fucking quiet?
Oh.
This nigga can hear things over this chainsaw.
like I've been in the car with a loud muffler.
Like, how do you hear somebody sneaking in the kitchen? He in here looking for you. Man, right, you tripped in the kitchen. He's like, that's I'm so, coming to get this bitch. How do you know? How do you know, bro? Yeah, no.
No, they ain't believable though.
What is the best way? It's all four of us. Mm-hmm. Texas Chainsaw Massacre Man walks in right now. What do we do?
Rico, turn and get the piece and shoot the shit out of that motherfucker.
Right, I got my shit right there. Too.
You come.
Your shit ain't loaded. Where's your shit at?
His shit right there by the door. He going goddamn.
You got to go towards him to get it. You ain't getting that shit. So what you need to do is get up, throw this at him.
Yeah, I'm saying throw everything. Stop. I'm saying throw this whole table at him.
No, see, that's wasting too much time and energy. I'm going to go for the door. You need to throw this towards him because that's going to jam up the chainsaw long enough for you to load up.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. We all head out. Then we beeline for you to get your gun back this way. We got to get this nigga out the door. You can't get to it. That's over with. If he coming that way, it's over with.
I would say priority. I thought you got to get this way because you the first motherfucker to get it if he does come in here.
Right.
Throw your chair out there.
Slide that bitch back.
Throw everything you can.
I would just go, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because all of this could be grabbed. Because
as soon
seconds.
As he come in, he finna hit the vroom and then go with this motion. So, like, yo, throw something to catch keep that throwing. Chainsaw. Yep.
Keep throwing.
I'll take this off.
All right, y'all just let me know. I'm going to have to build a strap under my table for my gun.
Right, for that. Yep, for just in
John
case.
John Woo movie shit.
Right.
Straight Boondock Saints.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm doing at St. Patrick's Day?
Installing a gun on my table.
I'm going to go to Boston.
See how we all came to a general consensus of not taking off running in different fucking directions.
Right.
Yeah, it had to be a team effort, bro.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
I hope you like tables, nigga.
Take some of this.
Like, bro, we got to stop you here.
Right. We got to stop you right here.
And we got just
to be
thing.
None of this long distance chasing shit.
Yeah. Like, bro, you know how many bottles are
no more.
I got a full bar in this bitch. Like,
I was willing to jump off the table and drop kick him.
Dog, whatever.
No, chainsaw, bro. He going. See,
I got wood.
Trying to do that in this movie.
Throw it like that, and then come immediately behind it.
Don't even do that.
If anybody rushes, we all got to rush after him.
Right.
He might nick somebody.
No, I was that was the timing for him to get the piece.
Oh no! Nope, you gonna die.
Throw it.
See, because the dude tried to do that in the movie, and he was the one that got. Nope, the one that gets
slipped through the middle.
Nope, the one that gets gutted and picked up. So you don't want to do that. That's why I was like, you got to jam up the chainsaw.
That's what I was saying. Like, throw the pillows for.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Oh, don't no! Don't even try to hit him.
In a combo.
Don't even try to hit him.
And then I used to be a pitcher.
No, I'm talking about throw these into the chainsaw. Then follow up with the kick.
I tell you, fellas ain't gonna do it. You need that.
This how you fuck up Jason, bro.
Tyson.
You just go to where there's a bunch of fucking cats. Because Jason can't kill cats. If he kills one of them cats,
go right
it's over with. It's over with for his ass. All you gotta do is lure Jason somewhere with some cats. Because historically, have you ever seen a movie where motherfuckers fucked up cats and got away with it? Nah.
Don't fuck with cats.
They don't fuck with cats, bro. I'm telling you.
The one time you did, it was in a Stephen King movie. Cats. And at the end of the movie, the cat people came back and fucked them up. So,
man, don't do best that. Friends, last time I seen a cat get got.
And you see what happened then.
See what happened to
the Idris Elba cat play bro, with the rendered
not talking
buttholes.
About the cat booties. No,
no, we ain't talking about that, dog.
No, we ain't not
and
going.
If you watch that version cats. Of the movie, there's a problem with you.
Meow, meow.
You like that Rebel Wilson?
Meow,
meow. Cats.
Meow, meow, meow.
Speaking of which, man. I think Rebel Wilson is pregnant.
I was thinking it.
Meow,
oh, shit.
I was thinking it.
Meow, man.
Meow, man. Meow, meow.
Yeah, pussy, 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 pussy.
Meow, meow.
I got in trouble as a kid because I was in a room with a bunch of family and friends, and their kids was all sleeping over. I didn't even know shit about pussy at this time, but I was in there.
Tom and
yeah,
Jerry.
Like yeah, pussy, 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 pussy.
Who the hell you doing?
Who the hell you doing?
Yeah, my auntie came in there and snatched me out of that room. She gave me a speech about being disrespectful to women and all that shit like that. And I was like, I don't know shit. I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about?
There was a mouse on TV that said he was looking for a cat.
Yeah, I was talking. Here, pussycat, pussycat, pussycat.
That's right, that's what I'm
pussy,
saying.
Pussy, pussy, pussy. Pussy, pussy, pussy. Exactly, bro, exactly. Exactly. I got in so much trouble for that shit, bro. She came and snatched me out of the room and was like, "You were being so disrespectful to
me." I don't know what the hell you talking about.
Yeah,
right,
I didn't even know the shit about pussy back then. All the I was four.
In the background, you hear at this point, "I'm God." I got.
Boing. Nah, I was too late for that. Once you said that, it was over with.
Yeah. Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Oh boy.
To this day, my cousin still talk about that shit. Like, bro, we had no idea why the fuck you was in trouble. Like, we was all fucking kids. We didn't know what pussy was. Like, we was all fucking children.
We knew what the reference was. We got
shit.
Tough journey.
No, because of that, they was like, bro, we can't show that shit on TV no more. It's just like, wow. He's gonna go get the pussy, mom.
What are you talking about?
Like,
he's gonna go get the pussy. The pussy is right there.
Like, but grown-ass women can't even feed their kid, bro.
Pussy.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas be like, so pussy, pussy, pussy. Yeah, like, damn sure a little cat mouse ain't gonna be saying this shit.
Right, hold on. I just gotta interject this. There's a live action Beyblade.
Goddamn right. Beyblades, I said that last time I was here, bro.
Ew.
Nigga, Beyblades, I like Beyblades.
Ew.
I didn't watch it.
I used to watch
that. That goes, you just, every week,
I didn't
you
watch
further
it,
my campaigning calls that you have terrible
taste. Better than Metabots. I'm just
wait a minute, man.
What the fuck? No, you
Beyblades
did not.
Is better than Metabots.
Nobody
better than Metabots. I got
man. This is gonna reevaluate our whole friendship, bro.
I've been
Beyblades is better than Metabots.
Macchio,
no.
I've been telling you for weeks. This nigga has terrible taste in things.
No.
Terrible taste. El Terrible
is not better than Metabots.
I watch both. You watch one.
I watch both.
Bruh, just it because you wanted the tops. Fucking shades from the chick that turned into a dude on Metabots.
Oh,
man. Whoa, what you trying to say?
No.
Whoa.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Well, all right, Jules.
No, I mean, no.
The
main character in the first season of Beyblades was a girl who turned into a dude.
No, the fuck it. When it was Kai. It was Kai and it was like the Tyson, bro. It was Tyson and Kai in the English version. And then nigga had goddamn special rings from their granddaddy that gave them superpower spinning tops. And they just
like
kept leveling up. One nigga jumped team because the other nigga was in charge of the team. He was like, nigga, I'm better than you. Okay. I'm gonna build my own team. And they get to the end and they fight each other. Tyson beat Kai. Then in season two, they changed the animation. They all on the same team, beating everybody who was like, nigga, you the chosen one. Why you team back up with that fuck nigga? And he was just like, bro, I'm
because
the best
he got
there
the
is.
Spinniest top.
And then, his loyalty get questioned. And then he jumped sides again, but this time he was only a spy. Nigga, that shit was good, nigga. I was fucking with Beyblade.
That shit was terrible, nigga. That shit was awful.
And that was
let me give you the real rundown of Beyblades. It was a bunch of niggas.
Ain't no way.
It was a fake ass Yu-Gi-Oh, but instead of the granddad giving you some real shit. Instead of the granddad give you some real shit like the heart of goddamn cars, your granddad give you some old spinny ass bitch ass tops. And so you and your little bitch ass friends get some spinny ass tops and y'all clash with each other in a little fake ass ring that y'all done concocted in your stupid ass mind because y'all some stupid ass niggas that don't watch Yu-Gi-Oh! And they're like, yeah, exactly. It's just like that. And now, like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? Yeah. Talking about a fart, nigga. Yeah, nigga, I let that shit rip. Nigga, a little fucking Beyblade. So that shit just goes back to my whole theory of whatever fucking season that we're in for the Ninja Please podcast.
Season 7.
Star Man, aka Yugi, goddamn Star Stellar Senpai, if you nasty, Shota Baby, all of that shit, nigga, has terrible goddamn taste in things.
Yep.
That nigga's as nasty as this seltzer water and vodka I'm guzzling
man,
down
wait a minute,
right
now. Ain't nobody told you to put the vodka in the shit, but you, nah, come on now.
I mean, I say
on my own vodka, pod, nigga.
Vodka and tonic.
You fired.
God damn, Joe Budden.
You fired, nigga.
I'm gonna start my own pod. It's gonna be called the podcast.
Don't y'all chicken talk, nigga. I'm paying goddamn $16 for two pies of chicken, my nigga. Hey, chicken talk.
I'm not paying for shit. I still left some basket.
Piss ass Macchio came over here with a whole pound of sauces, nigga, and your ass couldn't get past five because you a bitch, nigga.
First off, I don't
go like talk spicy. About my blaze, nigga. My blaze, bae, nigga. Oh, my blaze, nigga. Cut
up. Stupid.
Ain't no cut up going there. That bitch cut your ass up. But right. Nigga, me, they'll that bitch spin, nigga, like back. My blade.
Throw back.
Listen.
To 97.9 WIBB.
Listen. First off, just because I don't want my asshole on fire, goddamn, later on that night, don't mean I'm scared of some goddamn bacog, all right?
This is a bacog.
I said what the fuck I said, nigga. Beyblades is a goddamn whack ass goddamn Yu-Gi-Oh! Instead of cards, the niggas got spitty ass goddamn talks and they pogs, and I don't mean the pogs that goddamn Black Wolf watched on his laptop later on. I'm talking about the pogs that we play with when we was goddamn kids.
Oh, bro, you pop them bitches off the thing.
I watch them on my phone.
No, you talking about that ain't the pause you talking about.
Alright, so last Sunday we got a couple things to get to, goddammit. Alright, so let's knock this shit out. Last week we got the greatest fucking play / musical that's ever come on TV.
Nah,
I know I've been saying Euphoria been giving 10, 10, 10.
Nah, but the
nigga, Euphoria been giving 10s, and I've been telling you Euphoria been getting 10s. So don't you get off my dick, nigga. You know I've been saying Euphoria.
Wait a minute.
Jules, get off my dick. I've been talking about Euphoria dropping straight on 10s. Like back to back to back.
That did not come out how you thought it did.
Numero uno.
Wait a minute.
Numero uno. Premier piso.
Watch your dick out. Thank you. Right. Euphoria, so.
Exactly.
We're going to recount Euphoria. Right. That's why they're stealing your shit.
Right.
That wouldn't steal my shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas know better.
It's fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, man, Euphoria was this past week, man. They did a play. Lexi did a fucking play of her whole family, her friends, everybody around her. She put all they dirt in the most expensive fucking high school play enactment of all fucking time. Topped off with, oh my god, like
another round.
I'm good.
Everybody's good.
This shit was amazing. We need a hero. That dance sequence.
Really?
They played that shit, bro, and depicted Nate, old gay daddy ass, being gay as fuck, fucking all the fucking homoerotic dance sequences, bro. It was a glory to behold, bro, because this shit was hilarious. Nigga, I was
football
on the
team is goddamn pumping iron, aka
humping the air, each other. Bro, this shit was like, bro, what, dog? This was the funniest shit I done seen. These motherfuckers had. You know,
was it actually happening or was it in somebody's?
It was a play.
Subconscious.
It was a scene from
a play.
That was
when
they put it in Oklahoma?
No. In her version of Oklahoma.
Hell no.
She replayed pretty much season one.
Bruh, Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping across the plain. That's not what happens, okay?
No, not at all. But, oh, shit.
Oh, I hear it.
Okay. Good thing I put the cap on it. DiCaprio.
Useless.
But she is redoing season one.
Talk Euphoria. So Euphoria, right?
Hence why I gotta restart
Fez
that
motherfucker. Fez better be okay, man. Fezco better be fine,
bro. Ashtray got him.
But he ain't make it to the play. This man about flowers for Lacey and everything. Roses.
It's not that he didn't make it to the play. He didn't make it to that seat, bro. He chilling in the background.
I hope so, bro. Cause that shit would've
like Captain motherfucking Levi.
Yeah, Macchio.
Yeah, nigga.
So last week, yeah, he dead, bro. I was like, bro, he dead.
I need to see a body. Body for body.
Yeah, live, bro.
Okay, we Levi. All got surprised by that shit.
Like, no, I knew it was alive, nigga.
No, nigga.
No,
nigga. He's all bandaged.
You a Marlian, nigga. We aliens. We felt that nigga alive.
What the fuck he gonna
we
do?
Knew.
Bandaged
we
up.
Knew. We knew.
What's he gonna do?
He gonna hear. What unless, the fuck you mean?
Unless he done ingested somebody's spinal fluid and turned into a titan. This nigga bandaged up, can't do shit.
But he alive.
So, all right, Levi's alive. What man, the fuck he gonna do?
Man, Levi Young Cole.
Y'all need to be worried about Anna. So, what the fuck?
Listen, bro, hold up. Let's I'm talk about
fuck.
It. Bro,
all of this is fucked up.
No, no, no. Anna gonna sit up here. You mean to sit up and tell me you done sat in this whole cocoon for 4 years under your own shit?
Listening.
Just listening. Just to wake up and be like, you know what?
What's
the dude
on?
Who adopted me and put me through all that shit just so I could make his life better. I'ma just you, I need to protect him. Bitch, what? That's y'all character growth. Ain't it just decided I wanna protect the man in Marlin who raised me? No, bitch, he turned you to a weapon. Fuck this nigga. Still with a game plan, bro. I wanted to knock that fuck Annie, bro.
Well, all right, Whoopi Goldberg.
All right then.
God damn.
She got baby.
The dude that played Zeke from Power said he didn't decide what his session. Let me stop. Alright, so we talking about I'm gonna have to edit all this shit. So Attack on Titan, man. Nah, man, Levi alive. Annie done seemingly switched
sides.
Armin done cussed the fuck out of Mikasa for no damn reason. Like,
nigga on the top of the wall.
Like, Armin, you ain't transformed yet, bro. So
why are you talking?
Right.
Why are you still talking?
How you talking to Mikasa like this, bro? Like, you, come on, man. And why y'all letting Gabby alive? That fuck, nigga's yeah, not gonna fuck, feed that yeah, boy to his mom. He don't. His dumb ass done let him wake up. Falco, wait. Like, bro, what you gonna do now? He'll wait. He already spitting your ass on some fuck shit.
I just wanted to make sure we could escape. Fuck that bullshit.
Like, bro, he'll wait now, bro. Your plan has failed. Your mama was way too far away for you to fucking wish this boy and feed him to her. He done woke up, bro.
And now that he's awake and when you get there, he is not going to want to be eaten by
he transformed. It's over with. You can't just, bro, what the fuck you think? I don't care, nigga. You talking about a 12-year-old boy that could turn into a giant. And you going to make him do what the fuck you want to do?
Nah.
It's not gonna happen.
Like, nah, bro, this shit is not gonna happen, bro. We just wasting time.
Wait.
Yo, big-headed ass mama, nigga. Like, damn, bro, I get you.
Bro, she dead, bro. Give it up.
She a time, bro. She got a big ass head and she can't move, bro. I feel
give it
bad.
Up. I feel you, but give it up.
Alright, yeah, bro. Like, you ain't think this shit out, bro. You gotta ride a horse for 2 days to get to your mama, bro. Like, this nigga woke up. It's over with.
Bro, I'm sorry. If Falco transforms,
bro, it's over
either
with.
Of my parents.
He's literally the Jaw Titan, bro. Yeah. It's just like.
What I like
your mama's gonna get out there and fight with Eren and defeat the whole military, bro.
Come on, bro.
What I liked about that shit is that for the longest, we've been seeing the end credits. And the end credits have been. You don't have to edit this part. End credits have been who the fuck is on the horse? Who the fuck is riding on the horse with the girl to the other town?
It don't matter because at the end of it.
No, it does because
Eren dies.
Nigga, why you had to ruin it for me? I ain't read the manga.
No, that's the end credits. That's the symbology of the ending credits. Eren dies at the end.
The end credits I've always seen on Hulu has been somebody on a horse, riding on a horse. And the last episode, when they got into the credits, that person on the horse, it was the... Who woke up? It was on the back of the horse with the lady in the credits.
I have to watch the credits right now, though, bro.
Because the last episode credit scene was totally different than all the other ones. The last episode that I watched, the credit scene went into what they keep showing on the end credits. Not the opening credits, but the end credits. The end credits of Attack on Titan that I've seen on Hulu, I haven't watched on anything else, is a lady in a kid on a horse riding somewhere. And at the end of the last episode, they show that particular person. They were looking for their dad. Their dad trained them. Oh, it was the Armored Titan.
That's the ending.
Yeah, that's how it is.
And then at the end, Aaron turns into these butterflies and whisks away.
What I'm saying is, okay, yeah, it's this one, and then they go to a part where, what's that said?
Cause I didn't ruin nothing. I didn't read the damn manga of Attack on Titan. That's just the symbology of the ending
animation. This is not what I be seeing on Hulu.
I'm about to say this sound like
it's the verse is the same, but this is not what I be seeing on Hulu. On
different
Hulu.
Version.
No, that's the ending.
That's crazy. No, I've never seen this before. On Hulu, it's credits that I've not seen any of this.
And it is possible that they make two different versions of end credit for different
networks. I'm sure that it is. Cause like I said, I've never seen this. I've never seen any of this before. Yeah, nah. Cause in the last episode they were playing this music and all. I'm gonna show you the shit that I'll be seeing on. Ooh, but I'll be looking at it. Like I said, when I look at it, it's
from streaming site to streaming site, they treating it like how back in the day you had those made for TV movies and then made for the movies, you know what I'm saying? Type deal with the editing, you know what I'm saying? Like they show you a whole different version of shit if you watch it on certain shit, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because
you said Hulu got a different ending.
Yeah, because I'm gonna show you because I've never seen that part right there before.
He said that ending that we see ain't the ending he's seen.
Where did that bring you?
I got ads on my Hulu.
This is not the ending.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he said he gets a different ending.
No, it's not. It starts off like that, but then it always goes into a character on horseback, and at the end of the last episode, they were showing that story of what was going on with that character.
Got to fast forward.
Oh yeah, I can do that. Well, I'm not on your Wi-Fi.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. But riding on the back of the pussy.
You hear the music?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, every time I watch the end of Attack on Titan on Hulu, this is what I see. In this particular episode, the last episode, they had a dialogue in the shit. Like it wasn't.
I mean, some episodes go off and it go off like this.
Well, what I'm saying is all the episodes that I've seen, they've ended with these people on horseback. I've never seen that full ending like that. They've ended like this. But
go back to the previous episode.
But y'all saw this part at the end of the last episode, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that on the other episodes, when it's playing that outro music, it is usually just like this. And this particular episode had dialogue. That's why I stayed around and watched it. But it usually go off like this. There's somebody riding off on a horse. I said, I go to the one before this one. What episode was that? 4? No, that says 23.
Like, bro, what I seen is the truth, bro.
What I seen.
Got there, bro. I thought it was a nigga on a horse, shot. That's why I sat there.
He did ride a horse sometimes.
Good.
Okay.
He do ride a horse sometimes.
But go to the group chat.
Okay.
Yeah. Oops. Who's that nigga on that net?
Right. Who is that nigga on that net?
But who are that person Shouted Dog talking about on the horse?
Yeah.
Okay.
The dude with the short blonde hair, that's Falco. He had not transformed for some reason. I still don't know why.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
No, it don't matter if the roar happened and the rumbling happened, he's supposed to transform automatic. Automatic, systematic, but he didn't. So I'm trying to figure out why he has not transformed.
I mean, Falco did. That is Falco. Nah, the other boy did.
Yeah, Falco has not transformed because that's why they were like, hey, yo, Zeke, don't do the roar because Falco might transform. And then Zeke was like, yo, really? That sucks. Right, exactly. That sucks, dog.
That's the one I didn't have my subtitles for, but I got the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
No, please.
Right, they're like, yo, Zeke, please don't do the roar because Falco drank some of your blood accidentally. He got the spinal fluid.
Damn, that's unfortunate.
Damn, dog, really? Man, he did that.
Nigga put spinal fluid in the wine. Niggas drank it. Right. Yeah, you turned
like
to a
he
drink.
Didn't just put it in like a couple of bottles of wine. He put all it in the wine. Main distribution tap. Like it's going all across the world. Everybody drinking my shit.
Like he know that that's one of my powers. Is all that I do shit. Is get my spinal fluid. I can make it.
Oh goddamn, Mackie, how you did it? Don't roar.
I'm not no Titan.
Whatever, nigga.
Mandalorian, nigga, fuck you. I'm not trying to stomp on people.
Netflix Marvel shows are moving to Disney Plus Canada in March.
Yeah, they are.
So that only fully cements what I said earlier about them eventually coming to us.
You couldn't live with your film.
After Moon Knight.
That looks interesting. What? Like goddamn
Moon Knight.
White Batman.
It is. Except he actually kills people.
He is not white. Sign me up. He is not. We not finna go with that.
No,
I'm not going with that.
I don't mean race. I mean like actual color.
No, he's not. No, even comparing him like, oh, their abilities are.
No.
We're not even going that route either.
No. What he means by that is the aesthetics.
No, not even that either.
Like so. With the knight and the...
Nope, I'm not even finna agree with that either, because it's not true. But I'm not going to argue it. But it ain't true either.
I mean, we here, bro. Let's just go in and talk about it.
Oh, no. It's all good.
Because Batman...
What I want to talk about is the fact that Sony is trying to give us extra shit.
Okay.
For having PlayStation Plus, bro. They want to give you extra...
Well, let's go there.
Tears for your shit. Because, I mean, when the show comes out, we'll see the difference. We've had more shit to be able to know what Batman does as opposed to what Moon Knight can do. If you read the Moon Knight comics, you know what Moon Knight can do. We haven't seen him do anything on screen, so we'll finally be able to see it. Then everybody can make that comparison at that point. Until then, it's just people saying, hey, I read Moon Knight comics, bro. He's not just the Marvel version of Batman. So me saying that isn't going to prove anything until y'all can see that there's an actual difference between them.
I mean,
previews I've seen from somebody who does not know.
Yeah, exactly.
Who what a Moon Knight is, what I felt like they marketed it as is that Batman comes out in March.
Mm-hmm.
Moon Knight comes out in March too, right? I felt like they marketed it as Nightcrawler, Aladdin, Batman, White.
I don't even know where you got that from, but okay.
Batman, Aladdin, Batman, White.
He didn't say Nightmare. He said Nightcrawler.
Batman,
I don't know where you got
Aladdin,
that shit
either. White.
Because Nightcrawler is one of my favorite Marvel characters too.
Fuck.
So I don't know where you got that shit either.
Bruh, I seen a preview. The nigga had a crescent moon. He goddamn took the crescent moon.
I'm not finna go.
He didn't do a Sailor Moon transformation, but I like
it. I'm not finna go that way.
The nigga threw it,
and then poof, I didn't see him.
I ain't see that.
And then look, I seen it.
That's what they showing this.
And then I seen it immediately after I saw Batman. Like I saw the Batman trailer first.
Trap Man.
And then I was like, because you remember I was talking shit. I'm like, I don't want to see this motherfucker from Twilight as Batman. And then goddamn, I seen that trailer.
Yeah.
I had a buddy that was in the army, and then when he came home from basic training, he started saluting the TV when they had army television shit come on. I feel the same way with this Batman shit. Like, yeah. God, nigga, this shit is going to be.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard, bro.
This shit gonna be.
It gonna be.
I mean, it's just 3 hours. All this is how everybody felt about Heath Ledger as the Joker. Except everybody feels that way about Robert Batman. Pattinson oh, as Batman.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. It's the most brilliant performance that you're ever going to see as that character.
They didn't go that far back.
Why? No. Because they're going to try to cover all the aspects that you won't check off the list, first off and foremost.
Yeah, before...
You know what I'm saying? Like when he Bruce...
didn't have any perspective on it.
Because we're going to... I already know what kind of Bruce we finna get. We finna get the Bruce that when he first... Let's say year one.
Year one and a half.
Basically. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like not quite Tim Drake, Bruce, but not past Jason either. You know what I'm saying?
He gonna be like in the very beginning phases.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like year one. You know what I'm saying? Like when before Dick even came into the fray. You know what I'm saying? Like when he was like first,
the very beginning.
First becoming Batman when he was
parents and all.
Like right when he came back from all that training and shit.
Oh, from
this is where he's been Batman, and he's still learning
how to be a better Batman.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Okay, because
he used to get fucked up back in the comics, bro. Like back when he was first becoming Batman, he used to get fucked up a lot. Like, that's why he got all them
decisive.
He just underestimated the fact that the criminal element really was like, ain't nobody scared of a nigga dressed up like a bat, nigga. Bam, we gonna shoot you. Right. We gonna whoop your fucking ass. And he's like, oh, I need to get my armor better. I need to figure out how to be intimidating.
How to make my suit, how to scare these motherfuckers more.
Yeah, like he legit had to figure out
how to psychologically
the psyche of the thug, the average street thug.
He became.
Because they didn't care.
He became a street criminal in his mind, bro, to become a better Batman.
You gotta remember, Gotham was like. In DC's universe, Gotham City was like the worst of the worst. You trying to be funny, but it's like the worst of the worst. When this nigga went around the world, spent his money trying to learn how to be a ninja and how to scare niggas from the shadows.
Was it the League of the Shadows or the... I know Ra's al Ghul.
The League of Shadows, the Dragon Head and all that shit. Yeah, he trained under them.
And he trained
came back to Gotham and was like, yo, Tibetan I am monks. The knight and all this shit. And they're like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Bam.
From the time
he's like, yo, I need to put more armor here.
So let me ask y'all this. From the time he started to become Batman to the time that he went to the League of Shadows, to the time that he came back.
No, he didn't become Batman until after he came back from the League of Shadows.
What happened before the League of Shadows?
He was a kid, bro.
He was a depressed ass child, and then he decided, I gotta figure out how to protect myself. I'm gonna learn. I'm gonna learn from all these people around
Gotham,
the world.
Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The show.
Yeah. And Pennywise, because Alfred. Was hanging out with Thomas Wayne, his dad.
I gotta watch Pennywise. That's on HBO Max now too.
Yeah, and that was where
Pennyworth.
Yeah,
Pennywise is the homicidal clown.
Yeah. That was where.
Which is like, also another part of Batman, actually. What we call him, Joker.
Come back to that. That's interesting.
Pennywise.
Mm-hmm. Oh Lord.
He's fucking with little kids. He's a dealer.
Fucking with little kids.
He's a dealer. So, Bruce Wayne's parents get murdered. Mm-hmm. He has to figure out how to defend himself. We got Gotham. After Gotham, he goes into the League of Shadows.
No. In that time period, he goes into the League of Shadows. He doesn't decide to become Batman until he completes that training.
Right.
How long is that training?
Years.
5 years.
It's understood that he comes back to Gotham to become Batman around 21 to 23, 25.
Jesus, basically.
No. What it is he leaves and trains for.
He like college. I'm gonna give him 5 years, bro.
He hell no.
He Batman leaves.
Spent no more than 5 years doing
no,
that.
No hell no. No, no, no. He didn't go to regular high school either.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
He like leaves years, and Batman trains for like 5 to 6. He does train for about 5 or 6
that's
years.
That's what I would think. I mean,
but it's not in one practice though.
Oh no,
because he's in accelerated learning, years? So he trains under every martial art that he can in that span.
So like a hyperbolic time chamber of martial arts.
But it's
arts.
Not in one place.
Yes, he's got the money to move how he want. You know what I'm saying? Think
and
about it like that.
From different, like, because also Alfred knows people from when he
right.
do shit.
The whole Pennyworth like,
hey,
shit.
This man will teach you how to survive this kind of shit.
Right.
This dude will teach you how to survive this kind
of shit. Because Alfred believed in his whole theory of somebody need to put a stop to this shit.
Because Thomas Wayne was already doing this other right. shit.
Peacemaker made the case, and I had to sit there and think about it. Like, you know what?
Fuck Peacemaker. That nigga's a goddamn D-list villain.
He's a fool.
Peacemaker called Batman up. You know how many more people died? You know how many more people died?
That don't
Batman
fucking impress me.
That
makes a world of difference.
It ain't gonna make me never watch that shit.
Why that shit so good? Batman just killed that nigga back.
I'm not gonna watch that shit. I'm never gonna watch that shit.
Peacemaker said, bro, you done killed all these people, and Batman. Batman let the villain back on the street, dog.
Batman gotta goddamn keep Batman on the streets, bro.
He making that shit by Batman, bro. That shit ain't by the people, shawty.
Right, because he could easily take these people out, but then he decides, hey, man, if you tell
me... Bullshit, because if he take them out, he's no better than them.
Yeah, that's
he worried about how he feels.
God Almighty, no. It's much easier to do
if
it.
If he takes them out, he is no better than them.
God Almighty, I could have killed him anyway.
That's what he told himself. But in the therapist tell you, bro, it's like, if you operate within the realm of the law, you allowed to do some shit and get away with it, nigga. If anything police can do, you can do, nigga. Stop being a bitch.
No, that nigga goddamn do more than the fucking police goddamn ever did. And by his goddamn self. So I ain't finna sit up here and let you tell me that nigga's a bitch, bro. That nigga ain't never been no bitch, bro. This nigga's goddamn physique is stronger than any man possible in DC's fucking
I ain't say it was a hoe.
Roster, bro.
He did say he was a hoe.
No, he ain't no goddamn bitch neither, bro. Cause goddamn, just cause he let the motherfucking Joker live, don't mean he no fucking bitch, bro.
You saw what he did to Jason, though, bro. You see, Jason came and got that nigga ass, bro. He let
that
nigga live.
That is the normal nigga's fucking reaction, bro.
No.
That is the normal nigga's fucking reaction.
My Ace Boom cool.
You got a point.
Exactly.
You got a point.
Exactly. Exactly my point. That's what makes this nigga a fucking superhero instead of just a hero.
Nah,
he's a regular motherfucker out there doing above and beyond what any other motherfucker could do in his will and determination.
You're right.
This nigga has fucking detoured death so many fucking times just on the sheer will of his will, bro. His will. His
because
willpower.
But we gotta think of the impact of the people who had to deal with the
tyranny. Yeah, I ain't saying that he ain't bring other people into the fucking fray. He knew the fucking undertakings he was taking on. That's why he always questioned whether or not he should even keep Batman going. That was the fucking damn other side of the shit where the nigga was already willing to quit being fucking Batman.
But
the whole fucking time.
But
he didn't, cause he knew that they motherfucking needed a goddamn Batman.
But you gonna let Hitler live, shawty? You letting Hitler live, shawty? Like, you can't tell me the Joker wasn't worse than Hitler, bro. You can't tell me the Joker wasn't the worst person in Hitler. And you let
he ain't live, worried about shawty, that nigga, cause he know that other motherfuckers are already willing to take this nigga out.
Bro, he got to go.
He ain't got to do it. All he got to do is make sure he do the right thing.
Right, nobody was willing to pull the trigger on the Joker.
But think about it like this. Think about it like this.
You bring up a good point, Black.
Think about it like this.
You bring up a good point. Nobody was willing to go. Nobody was willing to pull the trigger on Joker.
Because everybody understood the dynamic under him.
Everybody saw the Joker as a monster.
At the top of every power dynamic that existed.
Everybody saw that nigga as a monster.
Except for somebody who was not from Earth.
Even Ra's al Ghul saw this nigga as a fucking monster, bro.
Yeah.
Somebody that could easily revive himself in a Lazarus pit saw this nigga as a
monster. That's always been my beef, though.
Because when you see a monster, bro, you don't try that motherfucker.
But Batman could have took him out every time.
What happens when the monster comes to you? It's been plenty.
Which has happened multiple times.
It's never been Batman.
Because when he does
multiple times,
when he does approach you as a monster himself, he's not going to be in a monsterly manner.
I but feel like that Joker, Batman though. Justifying you his own know, shit, bro. Like,
no, that's just
gonna
throw how they write that shit.
Nigga, up in the nigga gonna get out of Arkham,
bro. He gonna go to
the Joker.
Arkham,
ain't no reality. The Joker supposed to get a pass,
bro. The Joker is super sane, bro. That is his affliction.
It don't matter. The Joker is just like the worst motherfucking villain for a reason. I feel like,
but that's what I'm saying.
Radical. I'm like, bro, how did nigga lie?
That's what I'm saying. This is how he's pulling it off. He is super sane, bro.
The same thing would be.
He's not insane. He's regardless, the super opposite.
Oh, he should have been gone.
Regardless, he should have eliminated
all
him.
Three of them. And all three of them.
Oh, see,
because it's three Jokers, bro.
I'm like, I don't even forgot his other ones.
No, the one I nobody seen, knew that shit till they wrote it in. All three of them.
Right.
The Jason wasn't wrong, bro. It's just like, bro, come on, that nigga should have been gone, bro. If you weren't gonna kill him over me, you ain't gonna never do it, bro. And that was the
whole point, though, because Batman was telling him, I'm not gonna kill nobody for nobody, nigga.
But meanwhile, Superman done killed a grip of niggas.
And Batman is counting on that shit. Come on through with your goddamn super Kryptonian rage, nigga. Go on and kill that nigga for me.
But there's this thing right in war.
Look, bro. Batman is a super tactician, bro.
And no, he's a super tactician, and he should, of all people, should know that you should totally eradicate your enemy. It is not an if, and, or but, because when you do your little reindeer games with these niggas,
there's no Joker, there's no Batman.
And again, that goes back to his point that the bats is doing it for him.
Yes, he is. He's always been doing it for him. That's what the whole point of being Batman was. He saw his parents get killed. He wanted to stop that shit from happening to anybody else.
But he has not stopped it to the level that he could. He could have killed the Joker 30 movies ago.
Yes, he could have killed Joker, but that wouldn't have stopped it because he
killed the Diddler.
Then he
killed Mr. Freeze.
If he'd have killed every one of them.
You still got Calendar Man, you still got Victor's ass, you still
Even if you kill all of them, somebody is going to follow in their footsteps because people's glamorized the Rose Gallery just as much as they glamorized Batman in Gotham. You had people who believed in the Joker. You had people who were followers of the Joker. Didn't even meet this nigga. Not one day in life for real.
It just sounds like you scared of results, bro. It's just like, bro, like,
what I am saying. No, what I am saying is, no matter if you kill the head source, somebody is going to carry out that nigga's fucking wishes.
This nigga went Hydra, bro. Get rid of that nigga.
Because even in Hydra, if you kill the main head, the other heads don't grow back, so...
Look,
that's what a hydrant.
Harley Quinn kept that shit going after that nigga got killed.
But I'm just saying, if you create this void and
but
you just
went on the whole own shit though. After
and then the Joker boys came after that.
Kill them.
Yeah, how many of them are there though?
Enough.
No, because it's something that exists outside of Gotham, bro.
If they can't kill them.
Yeah, whatever. That's crazy though. That's crazy talk. Because now you're killing everybody who's smiling. Right.
Yeah. Terry McGinnis had too much work.
Yeah, you're right.
He did.
I can't. Yeah.
I'm just saying, bro. Batman was that nigga, but at the same time, Terry McGinnis had way too much work, bro. I feel like if Bruce was really going to do this shit, he was supposed to.
Evil always exposes itself, bro.
Honestly,
true.
Terry did not clean up a lot that much of Bruce's extra trash.
No, because Bruce cleaned up most of his own shit, bro.
Yeah, a lot of
that was separate shit.
A lot of that shit came to rise just from Terry McGinnis living in the future and being Batman Beyond. It was not a bunch of Batman fallout shit that happened.
It wasn't.
Bruce Wayne fallout shit. So we can't say that about Terry.
No.
I just feel like the shape of Gotham or what was in with Terry is just like, you know, at the end of the day.
Once the iconic image of Batman existed, period.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't be a murderer.
Not that. Batman became a business.
Not that.
This motherfucker became Batman.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, once the iconic image of what Batman is existed in real time, let's say we lived in Gotham or whatever, and it was that time when Batman was out for real,
mm-hmm.
you will never be able to unsee that shit.
I feel like you got Batman.
Ever, bro. No matter if Joker's dead or alive.
That's how it's...
But regardless... Batman was always going to be there.
See, that's the largest hypothetical, is if Batman ain't there. Ultimately, the issue that I got in
hand... No, it's not a hypothetical, because I mean, they wrote in the fillers for you to figure out that somebody was supposed to always take up the mantle of the Bat. That's what the purpose of the Robins
I'm not
were.
I'm talking about the absence of Batman. My issue always has been with the whole idea of... And Peacemaker just drove me to the conclusion or the idea of, you know what, like, damn, Batman, like, come on, bro. This
but
is,
I mean,
this,
everybody
this
said
cycle.
That anyway before that.
Like, the cycle, it's like...
the same argument everybody always made about Batman. Like,
right.
You don't kill nobody, and all your criminals, if you just stop letting these niggas go back to Arkham and get back out, we would be fine. But... that's what he does.
But he actually understands their psyche and gets to talk to them on a one-on-one personal level. Yes, he does, bro.
He's tricking everybody to get back out of that bitch. If he understood, it's like, he's going to try to trick you and don't listen.
But he does. He does that, though. Even when they get out, he knows what their next move's going to be. It's like Batman's their fucking caretaker, bro. If you really want to actually look at it in real reality, what the fuck is going on with Batman and his rogues gallery, he knows these motherfuckers is crazy. So he went down on a fucking personal level to get to know each and every one of these motherfuckers personally. And taking care of their ass instead of killing them, which he could easily do at any given fucking moment. Because he's that fucking rich, and he's that fucking trained, and he's that fucking ninja-esque, my nigga.
And if you do all that, you making that shit about how you feel and not about...
No, that's from damn what's in the comics, bro. That's what's in the comics, bro.
I'm just saying that's the picture that gets painted to me. I'm not putting that on him saying that's his intent that he giving me. I'm just saying that's...
I mean,
my,
why is it
I'm
that,
just saying that's
why is it as of now? Is it because of Peacemaker?
No, I mean, no. Peacemaker highlighted what I've always understood, but at this point I came to a realization just... If I want
to
bring
the cinematic universe feels the same way as the comic book universe does. They didn't try to make a distinction between how Batman acts in these universes.
Batman needs as much help as the fucking villains he's putting away, bro. That's always been understood. Mm.
That's true. That's Parts. Also true. Mm.
But I like consequences.
That's why he has a Bat fam, bro.
Well, that's what I'm saying. My issue always been consequences. It's just like, bro, these niggas violating all this shit in the city, ain't facing no consequences, baby. Like, that's all.
They are facing consequences, bro. And it's just that people ain't willing to play the long game. People want the instant gratification. Mm. Batman thinking on a whole nother fucking level. He already been the god of fucking knowledge, bro.
The Osiris of this rap shit.
He knows all, bro. That's how he found out it was three fucking Jokers. When he sat in the Morbius chair and sat still for a fucking change instead of goddamn running out there being Batman all the time.
Well, no, he always knew that the original Joker
was... No, he didn't, bro. Joker. He was fucking surprised in a motherfucker to find out it was three of them niggas. He always thought it was one.
No, in the Three Jokers graphic novel, he knew that the original Joker was the original and where his wife was at. He just didn't want to say nothing about it. He always knew. He didn't go back until the very end. That was when he, because he said something, I don't know if it was the Alfred or whoever it was. He was like, no, I always knew. I just didn't ever say anything. And then they showed this flashback in one of the later panels where he went, I don't know if it was Canada or Alaska, where he went and they make it implied that he engaged with the Joker's ex-wife that has his family.
And then they make it
open-ended because they're like, they don't want you to know if the Joker even knows that that's his family that's there.
That is why the Joker is the Joker. Batman definitely
Batman said, I just fucked your bitch in some Gucci flip-flop
life.
In essence.
In a Batman.
In the original.
Bruce clapping back.
The original set the whole plan.
That's not what happened.
That nigga bat cheeks, bro.
He didn't clap the Joker's ex-wife. That's not what happened.
Yeah, I would not believe that happened in any universe.
Like, damn, Bruce, you put the damn capital B, a P on Playboy, bro. Playboy philanthropist, nigga.
I don't think that would
nigga,
ever happen.
Nigga, Batman P.
Bro, if there was ever a universe where Bruce Wayne
is P, bro,
even on a random tangent was able to fuck the Joker's wife, that would be the most random shit ever.
That'd be fucked up.
Dog.
It'll explain why Alfred left everything to damn
Dick Grayson, right? Because he's like, look, I don't want nothing to do with bullshit no
make
more.
Make a push of Pennyworth, bro.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Pushing that Pennyworth.
Hey. Back clapping them bat cheeks.
Bro, fuck that.
Pushing Pennyworth, man.
That's why that motherfucker.
No, the bat's like, clapping them Joker cheeks.
That's why the Joker is how he is. It was on some Fight Club shit where he walked in.
I don't mind the idea of there being three different Jokers. I wish that they would have gone with the idea that the Joker was a spirit or an entity of chaos that would
possess people.
Possess a person.
Like how the gas that he has does.
No, that was just this motherfucker doing some actual fucked up shit, fucking around with chemistry in his living life. Like, yo, I'm gonna make these people laugh till they die. I'm gonna do that shit. That's kind of what Chemical X did. But I would have preferred that it was
same that Chemical idea. X and the Powerpuff Girls.
No, not at all. Not at all. But I really wish they would have given us more.
Bubble bath, but
man, listen.
Butterfinger.
Right. As a matter of fact, I got a Butterfinger in the freezer at home right now.
I had a Butterfinger in so long.
Yeah, me neither.
I got one of them and a salted caramel Twix. Because people forgot that they had different flavors of Twix. And I was like, bro, they coming out with these new flavors. Yeah.
Bro, I finally got my hands on the Ghirardelli white chocolate caramel square.
Bruh.
In San Diego, they have another name.
Ghirardelli?
Yeah, I never could say that shit.
I mean, I had that shit in Europe, bro. I had that shit.
Oh, never. Excuse me.
You know what I'm saying? I done had that shit. I done had that shit with
Bon Appetit.
No, that shit is like Wilson potato chips over there in Germany, nigga. Like, that shit is like bro, shit. It's common, bro. That's yeah, like
that's
the regular
shit.
That's
what everybody
shit. Eats. You realize you playing for the plane ticket. You was like, bro, Target charged me $5 a bag for this shit, damn near.
Mm-hmm.
And you like, y'all said this shit for 1 euro. Time. 1 euro gets me as many chocolates as $4 or $5 will in America. And you like, damn, bro, that's a sweet ass plane ticket.
Import, yeah.
On some chocolate.
Excuse me. Wee wee. AKA wee wee.
AKA yes, yes.
Wee wee chocolate.
Guten Tag. Guten Tag.
Ah, parle du français?
Good morning.
No, that's Guten Morgen.
Yeah. Oh, good. Thank you.
Guten Tag.
That's Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Good night.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Oh.
The most valuable Pokemon's cards.
Mm-hmm.
The first most valuable Pokemon's cards is the 1996
Charizard.
Pokemon.
And hologram. the value is to be determined.
I had that motherfucker.
It's not even the holographic one. The second one is the holographic one.
I had
the second
one
most valuable one is 1999 Charlotte. And I knew a kid that had this shit. 120 HP. First edition 1999 Pokemon's card, $36,000.
He was just my favorite Pokemon back then, so that was the only card I had. Like, and I don't know what the fuck happened to it.
And then the rest of them are pretty much just Charizards. Like 1999 Charizard, the goddamn 2004 Shining Charizard, the goddamn 95 Basic Charizard, the goddamn 2002 Charizard. That's when Charlie's Angels came in there and got with Charizard. And then they had a Pokemon's.
They rode that dragon.
Yeah.
Right, that's what happened.
And then, like I said, number 7 is also a goddamn Charizard, but it's Charlie Brown from Charlie Brown on there.
Boom, 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 boom.
And then,
boom, boom.
Night, and then the other one is also a Charizard, but it's Charles from Possessor. Professor Xavier Charles.
Now, I just want y'all out there, y'all true Pokemon card collectors, to know That's all Ocean. I do not co-sign to this. So do not that's come
ocean.
For me.
That's Ocean.
Do not come for me on this. Okay?
The that's thoughts all and him. Opinions of Ocean are the thoughts he and said opinions that. Of
in fact,
Ocean.
Shout out, look them up. It was Pokemans.
He said that. You battle him. Don't Charles. Battle me. Okay.
So I got a review.
Yes.
I watched.
I really didn't get to mine, but it's okay, cool.
Go ahead, Black.
My bad.
I am a generous God host.
Yeah, so my bad. Shout out to talking about Pokemon.
I am a kind God king. I am a kind God king.
Nah, no, bro. I'm good, because I ain't really prepared to make no review. So go ahead, bro. All
right. I watched Nightmare Alley. Mm. I was disappointed.
Damn.
Without revealing details of the movie, Bradley Cooper... Mm. is a carny.
Ew.
A guy who becomes a carny,
mm-hmm.
learns a trick,
yep.
and decides to trick with that trick.
Mm-hmm.
Pisses off this. Okay, so it's this basic ass, old ass white lady, and he decides, you know what?
I'm finna scam her.
I'm finna scam this bitch. So he scam her. After he scam her, he end up meeting her later in life. She's like, yo, how did you scam me? He was like, shit, shawty, I'm up now. Nah, I'll tell
a
you how I
scam. A magician never revealed his secret, shawty, but I'm finna show you this shit.
And he tell her. And she's like, damn, I'ma fuck you up because you shame me.
Right.
And I'm gonna fuck you up. But this nigga got some Oedipus Rex going shit going on. So
but
she,
I love you,
so she flows some saggy baggies. This nigga get all hot and bothered. He done stole the carny bitch to come and like live with him and be his wife, but he done with her. He just need her to serve his angst. I don't think she want him to do is just be faithful, fuck every now and then, and just don't get caught up in the life. What does he do? The exact opposite. Cheats on and gets caught up in the goddamn life.
All of the life.
In the words of Ocean, you can't trick the Gucci. You can't ban the snowman. You can't don't fuck with the nigga on Shroom, and you can't out ninja ninja.
You can't.
He tries to out ninja a ninja, and that shit just don't motherfucking work.
It doesn't.
And it just doesn't work.
Doesn't ever turn
she
out
plays
right.
the long game. He plays a short game, and ultimately that's left. You know, to get through the movie and end back where he started. I never watched that shit 3-4 times, but it was worth at least one watch. But yeah, Nightmare Alley.
I mean, when majority of the rest of Guillermo del Toro's movies were Hellboy, and that's one of the worst things you're gonna get from him. In the grand scheme of it, was it really that bad?
And Hellboy
really
pretty
wasn't
great.
That bad.
No, the movie bro. Wasn't. This movie down Nightmare Alley wasn't that bad. It was just. I get y'all had to take 2.5 hours to tell out this shit, but I got to the end and felt cheated because I was just like, bruh, y'all could have made it more obvious. This is how the fuck this shit was gonna turn out. They literally got a
they
bitch.
They wanted you to look at it.
Right, bro. Exactly. That's what it was.
They just wanted you to
they
look at it.
They literally told you an hour before what the fuck happened that this shit was fun to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker.
Everything else was just look at all this pretty shit and all this magical looking shit we got.
Nigga got his fortune read and we were like, oh, that shit finna come true.
That's what you thought. Sight.
Damn, bro. But like I said, he got finessed on this Oedipus Rex shit, bro. You should have known that old ass bitch was not trying to fuck your young ass. Nigga, you had a whole wife at home and you risked it all. Fuck someone who you just pulled the wool over their eyes from jump.
Me you know told her.
Charlie scorned. And you really just thinking, oh, she wouldn't do that to me. Come on, bro.
Okay.
It's a pre-World War II. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would look good.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it was different. But yeah, that's my little short review of Nightmare Alley. That's the only new thing. I started Who is Anna? That Anna Del Brief shit.
Inventing Anna.
Inventing Anna. That's a straight up Shonda Rhimes show. If you like Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder, that's exactly what that shit is, bro. Just with a different setting. Shout out to Shonda from My Girl because I ain't seen her since.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? She's in it. And when he said that last week, yeah. But everybody from Scandal's in it. It's too many people from Scandal in it. I don't
Silas
like that.
Silas Beam is in the motherfuckers.
Cyrus. I don't like that. You said Silas. I don't
I
like
did.
That.
I thought his name was Silas.
I don't like all these
Cyrus.
Motherfuckers.
Hey, yo, Silas.
Yo, Silas.
Whoops.
But no, man. It's all right. It's all right. I'm going to finish it because I like that Shondaland shit.
Yeah.
But it's just a little... It ain't, I don't know, man. I wonder what happened if Hunter Tennis Swindler met, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that just came out at the same time.
Babe, I need 100,000. No, but that's the whole thing.
We need 100 million.
No, Nightmare Alley.
Right.
Nightmare Alley. He was running the scam.
Yeah.
He was running the scheme. He was finessing his old nigga out his money.
Finesse.
Yeah. And he got finessed by the, bro. It's all this shit been about finessing.
He got reversed, yeah. The finesse got reversed.
God damn.
I mean, first off, he fucking told her.
Well, he fucked up. Oh, Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Never seen it.
Well, you, I told you already. I've already said you had terrible taste.
That's a myth, and I hate that you put that in the ethosphere. But continue.
I am not. I am
that
not
is not
seen
part
it
of this zeitgeist.
I am not. I have great taste. I have fantastic taste. I am Senpai Sunday. Have I like? Thank.
He's just slow to pick up a lot of things from the '80s and nineties.
Well, I haven't watched.
Came in like 20.
I haven't watched most of the things from the '80s. But whatever the guy's name from Paul Blart Mall Cop is, I forget his name. He was in
a lot of shit.
The TV show King of Queens. Yeah. If he's in some shit because of Paul Blart Mall Cop and how low I was in my life and where that movie took me, I would watch anything that nigga's in.
Everybody who's seen Paul Blart Mall Cop says that, and I honestly feel like there's some kind of subconscious
hidden. That's what makes you watch Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Because yes. I've seen like, it, and I don't understand like, why motherfuckers like love
Coco,
this movie so
like
much.
Like Kids with Coco Melon.
You seen it?
And it ain't that great.
It's hilarious to me. Irregardless, the nigga got a movie. And irregardless great, of the circumstance.
I'm not sitting around here like Paul Blart, bro. You gotta... Paul Blart, bro. Like,
I mean, I'm not telling people, oh my gosh, you gotta watch it, but
it's
if
some
you,
hypnosis shit
like,
in that
Paul
shit.
Blart, yeah.
Paul Blart, Mall Tart, nigga, like.
Yeah,
exactly. Like that.
Exactly, bro. This shit funny.
That
shit funny. Fuck y'all.
I prefer him and Hitch with Will Smith.
You knew that shit was whack, but you still watched it because you a gremlin.
Exactly.
Thank you, bro. I'm a gremlin.
How about that
after
shit was on
hours,
my fucking
nigga,
direct TV, nigga?
After midnight,
Ooh,
my nigga.
Super Gremlin, yes, came on my fucking direct TV, bro. I swear to God. It was playing on my TV in the damn living room, bro, when I walked in. I said, what the fuck?
But he got a movie out where he is playing Sean Payton. Sean Payton is the coach from the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, hell. Really?
Nigga,
Kodak Black?
What he
no,
did?
Paul Blart.
Oh,
I think he did. Used to do like some John Madden skits on Mad TV.
Listen,
every
listen
now,
niggas, I'm trying to explain to you about this funny movie made by Adam Sandler about Paul Blart Mall Cop playing Sean Payton when he got put out the league for Bounty Gate and he coached the Little League team.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's all I gotta say. And it's based on true events.
Yeah.
But do you remember Sean Payton got put out of the league after they won the Super Bowl because he was paying his players to injure other players,
yeah,
which I thought was a common thing that football players did.
Yeah.
But apparently it's shunned upon.
No, the coach is not supposed to do that.
Nah, he ain't supposed to do that.
Holders are the only people that can do that.
Thank you. I thought that was a common thing. Like
the coaches can't do it.
I get that. But I thought that...
I mean, they've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Like I said, I just thought it was a common thing. He just got caught... You know, he's back in there, but he got suspended. Right. And the year he got suspended, he went back. He got a younger son from his ex-wife that had a football team. They sucked. And he coached them to the championship. They lost, but.
Like, you had a review for us?
Did I?
What you got?
For Demon Slayer?
I mean, if that's your review. Like, I know you just finally caught up. You're watching the dub, and you told me you switched to subs because you ran out of dubs when you got to season two. Because who the fuck really wants to wait on that shit when the shit is in your face?
Happening.
Well, that shit works better in the damn subs. Like, even the annoying voices and shit, it just works better.
But less annoying.
Yeah, it's less annoying because they know how to do it in a way where it's not as fucking annoying. Like... Y'all be really doing the most when it's in the damn dubs, bro. Like, you ain't gotta have him acting all like that. Now,
they try to convey the emotion that's in the subs, and they don't know how to do it in the English translation.
I mean, bro, that's
the ADR director.
Feel the fucking vibe, bro.
That's the ADR director job.
You
bro.
Need to watch this anime beforehand instead of coming into the booth as soon
feel
as
the
same day
vibe,
as the VA comes in there, and you like,
produce
okay,
this
we
shit.
Need this.
It's the directors, bro, because these actors can do whatever the fuck
the line
you tell
producer's
them to do.
Job, bro. It's the line producer. He's supposed to come in and be like, look, What you're supposed to be conveying is this and not that. So
we got it. Next.
Yep.
We got it. Next.
And a lot of video games do that. They just get the actors to come in. They just read the lines off. They don't really tell them the context or tell them what the inflection should be. They just read the lines. That's why sometimes you'll play a game and they'll say certain lines that it feels like the two characters are talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll get to a point where it sounds like, or it feels like they're not.
Yeah.
They talking to each other in the scene.
In the scene, yeah.
They looking at each other, but
it don't sound like
the conversation sounds disjointed.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Cause sometimes they read lines and the other person wasn't there, or they had no direction. Like, no, just read them off. It's fine. We just need to put it in.
That's all like Call of Duty's dialogue in there, than the Modern Warfare series.
I don't understand how the fuck they gonna make a movie out of the game, bro. Like,
what?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm there. Meet me by the bus.
But yeah, man, I'm glad you stuck with it, Black, because I know you had your moments. You was like, bro, I'm done with this Demon Slayer shit. And I was like, Black, you gonna love that shit if you stick with it, bro.
Yeah, I was at
when
like,
you watch Mugen Train, bro. I know that
that's
shit.
That's when it's gonna get rough.
It fucked me up, bro.
Tanjiro's resolved to be like, bro, I got the fucking.
Nah, it fucked me up, because I wasn't even thinking like that once I got the Mugen Train. Once I got the Mugen Train, I was more or less thinking like Tanjiro. You know what I'm saying? I was just wanting to see what the hell Rengoku was really about. You feel me? Once he got close to him and then battled, and then he saw how he treated him and, you know, all that shit. And I was like, damn, why he had to be the one? You feel me? Like,
bro, I was
like,
so hurt at the end.
What? Bro, like, bro, that's some bullshit, man.
No, he gave it all he got, bro, and still won enough, bro.
That shit.
After all this shit,
because
bro,
the whole shit happened, right? They done fought the train, then that twist came at the end. Spoiler, when right, it was like, oh nah, bro, we got 30 more minutes of a whole fucking fight, boy. This movie not over with.
Right. Man,
he can move his core all through his body and all.
I was
this
like,
shit.
Yo, this shit is what's up. Like, cause I like I said, the subs are way better than the dubs, man.
Oh yeah.
In my personal opinion. But then again, I'm a person who had no other choice but to watch subs if I wanted to see fire ass anime back mm-hmm. in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
we came up through them days of back alley shit.
Mm-hmm.
Demon Slayer. Mugen Train was dope. The Entertainment District, it had favorite moments that I love though. I like how quickly they got to the whole, you know, you get the first demon, the
I'm just mad that the fight, the
Demon Courtesan.
I'm mad that the whole season was one fight though.
Yeah, I was
really
too.
Mad about that. I mean, really mad about that.
They retold Mugen Train. So
I really wasn't mad.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
I mean, I was disappointed.
After it got to the point where, okay, now we're here, it's time to get to the shit.
I was expecting more after that.
Yeah.
Like, for them to exactly. go on and wrap that up and then move on to what's next. That's kind of what my mind
You're
was.
You're not the only people that felt that way. That was a strong consensus on the internet that really didn't.
Old girl and her brother, like, come on, bro.
I like that. Honestly, I like
cool.
that.
Nah, bro, that shit was
it was
killing
a cool,
me.
It was a cool
I
ending,
it
man.
It was, like, close to the point, and it was just like, all right, we wrapped that up. He lost his arm. He's here. Everybody hurt. We finna go and cool down.
They could have done
it. It just made it feel too short.
Episodes, bro.
It made it feel too short, bro.
Yeah, because they could have done that a way fewer episodes. All this drawn out shit between them was unnecessary. All this, oh, he caught it again. Oh, he caught it again.
But they gave me 10s, bro. That shit was 10. They were serving me straight up 10s doing that shit.
That's just that the way it looked. That was animation wise. And you was already in
the
moment.
It was
the
tension. They kept
holding
the tension.
Yeah, you was already in the moment. But I got tired of him catching the shit, bro. Like, how many fucking times are you going to do this blood fucking shit, bro? I'm done with this.
Yeah, it was getting kind of
annoying. I'm done with this, dog. Chop his shit off and be through it.
Bro, I was just like, bro, y'all ain't gonna kill this dude. This dude is not finna die, bro. I just like, dog.
I was done.
I thought it was so easy in the beginning when I thought he was finna get taken out as soon as old buddy came through. And it was just like, nah, your flashy ass.
The first couple of times, I was like, okay, yeah, well, maybe now y'all gotta change it up. But after it kept being, oh, he grabbed it again. Oh, he grabbed it again.
Because his sister was too easy. Like, when he came and made her cry because he was just talking cash shit.
Mm, like, oh, they chopped your head off again? They always doing this shit.
No, you come on.
She just big crying. Brother, they made fun of me. They're bullying me.
Shut your ass up, mad. Her sex ass. Crying and shit.
Like, bitch, I was in your waistband the whole time. I saw the shit.
Had me scaroused. That fan service.
Right,
shout out to the fan service.
Right, exactly. Scaroused in a motherfucker.
My brother, bitch, kill you. Chop yo, she got writing on her face.
But you also would fuck her.
I mean, she was got a prostitute.
Rank in her eyes.
She was literally a prostitute. Like, literally a prostitute. But think about it, bro. You pay for the most expensive prostitute they got, and she kill you every time. And for, like, all these years, nobody asked no questions.
Mm-hmm. Of course she's going to be paid.
Speaking of being paid, $250,000 worth of Pokemon merchandise reportedly was stolen after a thief breaks through the stone wall like the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah.
That's Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, okay.
$250, you said?
$250,000 got a quarter mil worth of Pokemon stuff. Remember
the Charizard holographic original?
That's a lot of Pokemon shit.
Pikachu.
Yeah, bro.
It's probably just like 5 cards. It's Charizard, Pikachu.
I mean, it depends on what card.
The Charizard got down.
But you ain't gonna break through no stone wall for 5 cards, bro.
No. And they stole like a whole bunch of shit.
Like that whole side of that aisle was just gone.
How you spell Charizard, Sheldon?
Charizard. Yep.
Not Zord, bro. That's a different franchise.
Yes, sir. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, you got Logan Paul out here.
Got a pokey card around his neck, Sean.
No, he got scammed.
He got scammed out of quite millions, a bit of money.
Yeah, all them fake ass.
No, they weren't fake. He opened the box and they weren't even Pokemon cards in there. It was like all kind of other shit. Sports cards, baseball cards, and all kind of other shit.
Nah, I seen one. He was on video, bro, busting down packs of Pokemon cards, and they was just knockoff Pokemon cards.
Those were some of the ones that were in that box.
I bought Jakeem some fake Pokemon cards at this flea market in Florida on accident. I was like, oh shit, bro, they got Pokemon cards. He's like, oh, I got Pokemon cards. He came home. He's like,
these aren't real.
I think these are fake. I think you fake. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, bro, you can't. That's not. You can't do that.
Nah, you can't do that, bro.
You can't do that. That's gonna make his life a lot more difficult.
Yeah, don't do that, man. Don't do that.
Because these kids know what fake cards look like. It ain't like how it was when we were coming up. Like, oh, these kids playing magic over here. What the fuck is that? Nah, these kids know what that is. Them cards are worth money. They know how to look for the real one. Don't do him like that.
Fuck them kids.
Don't do him like
that. In the words of Dave Chappelle, fuck them kids.
Don't do
fuck
him kids like up. That. Don't do him like that, dog.
Bro, I didn't know Shadow Edges had Pokemans on them.
I get it. I'm saying in the future.
It will Pokemans.
That if it said Pokemans, then that
might have been the indicator.
The deciding factor right there.
And the actions of Pokemons. Jeffrey Epstein. Fuck them kids.
It said Pokemons.
Wow.